This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a discussion of what it would take to impeach Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Also get a forecast with AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, today's news. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn says if he's made governor, he may opt to appoint President-elect Barack Obama's Senate replacement rather than wait for a special election. Quinn spoke on the Today Show on NBC this morning. He said he's generally in favor of letting voters choose public officials, but he says that the economic crisis makes it vital for the state to have two senators in place. Quinn says if embattled Governor Rod Blagojevich doesn't resign, it won't be long before he's either impeached or Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan asks the state Supreme Court to declare him unable to serve. Blagojevich was arrested Tuesday on charges that he put Obama's seat up for sale. When the Illinois House meets in special session next week, a resolution will be waiting for them calling for formation of a bipartisan committee to investigate grounds for impeaching the governor. AM 580's Jim Meadows has that story.
The resolution is the first step on the road to removing Blagojevich from office, but it could lead down a different path. In 1997, a similar House investigative committee recommended against impeaching then-Supreme Court Justice James Heupel. In the case of Blagojevich, State Representative Chapin Rose of Mohammed says he wishes he would just resign so the business of the state can move forward.
As long as this is hanging over, the state's had issues like development disabled, parks, cuts to higher ed, historic sites, drug treatment, nursing home reimbursement rates. None of those things are going to get dealt with, and they need to be dealt with.
Rose is one of 50 Illinois House Republicans signed up as co-sponsors of the impeachment committee resolution. The 51st House Republican leader Tom Cross is the chief sponsor. He filed the measure on Tuesday, hours after Governor Blagojevich was arrested on federal corruption charges. So far, there are no Democratic sponsors, but House Speaker Mike Madigan has said he's ready to talk to Cross about impeachment. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The charges brought against Governor Blagojevich this week were contained in a complaint. That's different than an indictment, and it means that prosecutors are now scrambling to put together their case against the governor. Robert Wildebohr has more.
Blagojevich is scheduled to have a preliminary hearing on January 14th, but when prosecutors can avoid those hearings, they usually do. Scott Mendeloff is a former assistant U.S. attorney. He says at a probable cause hearing, the government has to present evidence and defense attorneys get the chance to ask questions of government witnesses, like FBI agents.
There may be things that an agent might say on the stand that may not be written down anywhere in the prosecution or the FBI papers. And as a result, it may be something that there's no other way to get at that information.
Mendeloff says that's an advantage for the defense. He says the government can avoid giving the defense that advantage by getting an indictment from a grand jury. Prosecutors may try to do that before Blagojevich's scheduled January 14th hearing. I'm Robert Wildebohr.
Despite the charges laid out against it, the Blagojevich administration is stressing that state operations are continuing as normal. We have that story from Amanda Vinicky.
Blagojevich spokeswoman Kelly Quinn maintains it was just another day at the governor's office yesterday, a day after prosecutors laid out an array of scathing allegations of corrupt activity by the governor.
The day-to-day operations have not changed, nor have they been affected.
Quinn says the administration is still looking for ways to create jobs, providing core government services, helping people stay in their homes, and dealing with a fiscal crisis. She says workers were told to stay motivated.
Many employees have been told that we will continue to do the good work that we've been doing and that they're proud of.
Quinn says Blagojevich on Wednesday met with senior staff about Illinois' budget, including his short-term borrowing plan to help cover the state's bills. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The arrest of Governor Blagojevich has produced new optimism for enthusiasts of state parks. Those who provide services to Illinois' seven now-shuttered facilities are holding out hope that Lieutenant Governor Quinn would soon step into the role of government and try to restore funding. The parks close November 30th. DeWitt County Homefront is a grassroots organization that honors veterans and the military currently serving overseas. The group conducts Veterans Day ceremonies and other events at a memorial at Weldon Springs State Park. While the park itself is filled with barricades, Group President Debbie Douglas says the veteran site is still operating, but most people have no way of knowing that.
The problem is when you call the park office, there's no one there to answer the phone. So you're going to call the park office to see whether the veteran's point is open, and there's not going to be any answer. So if you're from outside the area, you're just going to assume it's closed.
Douglas says she plans to contact Lieutenant Governor Quinn about holding Veterans Day ceremonies next year at Weldon Springs, saying he's got the state's best interests in mind. Douglas says it makes no sense to close park facilities that generated the most revenue. Kelly Bland, who operated a horse stable this year at another closed state park, Wolf Creek, near Windsor, says she's received several excited phone calls since the governor's arrest. Bland says removing Blagojevich from office would allow the General Assembly to do its job again. Laid-off workers who held a sit-in at a Chicago factory have now approved a settlement. Under the agreement, more than 200 union workers at Republic Windows and Doors will receive 60 days severance pay. That would satisfy a federal law requiring 60 days advance notice of factory closings and major layoffs. That settlement would also give the workers their uncollected vacation pay. Money for the settlement comes from a $1.3 million loan from Bank of America, the bank that withdrew Republic's line of credit earlier, leading to the factory closing. Another $400,000 loan comes from Chase Bank, a Chase subsidiary, a minority investor in Republic. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says the agreement was reached yesterday after 3 days of intense negotiations involving state officials, union officials, Operation Push, and the two banks. For the latest newscast online, go to will.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois Governor Raul Blagojevich went to work yesterday morning, a day after his appearance in federal court on corruption charges. Blagojevich's attorney says he has no plans to step down. As Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford reports, that might force the legislature to take a rare action, impeachment.
Blagojevich is facing intense pressure to resign. While that would be the easiest way out for the state, the governor so far appears set on keeping his office. That leaves lawmakers with the option of impeaching him. Woodstock Democratic Representative Jack Franks favors that move.
The state of Illinois is literally falling apart, and we need to get down to the business of the state. So if the governor doesn't do the right thing and step aside for the good of the citizens, then I will push forward to put an end to this dark chapter very quickly.
Impeachment is a drastic action and far from a certain one. Identical to how impeachment is handled at the federal level, the Illinois House would first decide whether to bring charges. The rules are vague on what must go into their consideration. If that occurred, the Senate could hold a trial with the state Supreme Court's Chief Justice as the presiding officer. Evidence and testimony would be presented and a two-thirds vote would be needed to oust the governor. Robert Rich is director of the Institute for Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Rich says evidence against the governor could be a sticking point, even though a criminal complaint has been filed against him. He says the federal prosecutor is unlikely to cooperate.
And how much evidence is Patrick Fitzgerald willing to release before we've had the criminal case go through? The answer, very little.
While individual lawmakers are showing interest in moving forward with impeachment, the Speaker of the Illinois House has only indicated he's prepared to discuss it. Speaker Mike Madigan is chair of the Illinois Democratic Party, but his relationship with fellow Democrat Governor Blagojevich has deteriorated. Still, Madigan spokesman Steve Brown won't commit to impeachment at this time.
It sounds like a real popular thing to do, and it might be the appropriate thing to do. We'll look at what evidence might be available to the legislature to try to determine what's the best course of action. Obviously, an impeachment process would be likely to be a lengthy one.
With only a few weeks remaining before a new legislature is sworn in, it's unclear if that will impact lawmakers' decision. The General Assembly returns to the Capitol next week to take away Blagojevich's authority over the U.S. Senate appointment. Even though three of the previous six governors were sentenced to prison, none were in office at the time, so in many ways, this is uncharted territory for Illinois. For now, if Blagojevich wants to remain as the state's chief executive, the decision rests with him. Again, Robert Rich.
And I think there'll be a lot of pressure on the governor to resign. But that's ultimately his choice. He doesn't have to. The only time he has to is if he's convicted or if he's impeached.
Rich says if Blagojevich resigns, it could make him look guilty as he gets ready to fight the criminal charges. But he says removing him through impeachment might be seen as interfering with the court process. He predicts Blagojevich will remain governor, possibly all the way through his legal battle or until his term ends in 2011. That would add a new dynamic to an already dysfunctional environment surrounding Illinois state government. I'm Sean Crawford.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser's forecast for today calls for a mainly sunny day through much of Illinois, the northern and western parts, at least in northwest Indiana. In northeast Indiana, cloudy. In central and southern Indiana and southern Illinois, cloudy early, then becoming partly to mostly sunny. Highs from 25 in far northwest Illinois to 43 in the far south, 36 in Champaign-Urbana today. For tonight, in the northern two-thirds of Illinois and much of that part of Indiana, mostly cloudy with light snow showers and flurries arriving overnight. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy. Lows from 10 above in northwest Illinois to 28 far south, 19 in Champaign-Urbana with some light snow showers and flurries after midnight. For tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny in northwest Illinois, but elsewhere in Illinois and in western Indiana, cloudy with scattered light snow showers and flurries early, then becoming partly to mostly sunny. Cloudy throughout the day in eastern Indiana with snow showers. Highs from 18 in far northern Illinois to 38 far south. Mostly cloudy in Champaign-Urbana tomorrow with some morning flurries, then some sunshine by the end of the day, the high of around 30. Tomorrow night, clear and 18. Saturday, intervals of clouds and sun, windy and milder, the high 45. Even warmer for Sunday, cloudy, windy, occasional showers at a high of 50. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, December 11th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.